Today's daf is Krisus daf Dalit. We left off on daf Gimel of Beis. We were about to start a discussion about Ovi Yedoni, one of the Lamed Vav Krisus, one of the 36 Chayavi Krisus that we learned in the Mishnah, is a Bal Ov. Yet when it comes to Masech Sanhedrin, when it discusses the Chiyuvei Skila, it mentions Ov and Yedoni separately. So the Gemara was about to deal with, why does it have to tell us both Ov and Yedoni? So we're about five lines before the lines get wide on Daf Gimel and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or whatever, something like that. 7 lines before the lines get wide. Armulei, the Hapluk to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We have Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about this. The Tanagabe Haniskalin, when it lists off the people who get Skilin, Mesech, Sanhedrin, it says Balov vi Yedoni. It mentions both the Balov and Yedoni. Vikashla, Namashna Gabe Skilos, Tani Yedoni, we have a Krisos, Tani Yedoni. Why is it when it comes to Skila, it tells us Ov and Yedoni, yet when it comes to the Chayav Krisos, it only mentions Ov and doesn't mention Yedoni? Yedoni. What is Ov and what is Yedoni? So Yedoni is Machnis Etzem Yadua, L'toch Piv U'medabit, that someone puts a bone of an animal called a Yadua, it's the name of the animal, into his mouth, and it speaks and tells us some sort of information. Ov is waving one's arms and speaking from his armpits. So they're different actions, but they both have the same idea that you're somehow channeling some sort of spirit or claiming to channel some sort of spirit by using these different methodologies. So why is it that by Skila mentions Yedoni, by Krisos it only says Ov? So two deus. Am Rabbi Yochanan, holu shneim b'lavechan emru. So Rabbi Yochanan says since they're both in the same lav, so it doesn't get mentioned twice when it comes to the Krisos, because it would only be one Chi of Karban. It's all the same. V'neima Yedoni v'lo neima Balov. Okay, good, so that's why it says one of them. But why does it choose to say Ov and not Yedoni? Let it say Yedoni and not Ov. So Kasavar hol pasach kasav bebal Ov. The Torah mentions Ov first, so therefore the Mishnah mentions Ov. That's the first of the two. But in Chidami, it's either one. V'reish Lakish amar hol ve'in bo meisa. V'reish Lakish says no. The reason it mentions Ov and it doesn't mention Yedoni is because it's ein bo meisa. Says Rashi, hol ve'in bo meisa hilkachlab bar korban hu. Since Yedoni is not a meisa, so therefore you wouldn't be chayv a korban for it. That's why it doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah. But Ov. But Ov has a Maisa because there's the movement of the arms and the speaking out of the armpits. So that's why Ov does get mentioned. Why didn't Reish Lakish just answer like Rabbi Yochanan that the reason it mentions Ov and not Yedoni is because Ov was first in the Pasuk, and that really it's all one lav anyway, so that's why you're not going to mention both of them. So Amra Papa, da chalukin hin b'miso. Because even though it's only one lav, but still they're chalukin b'misos, as Rashi says, the chalukin b'misos v'lav atam d'les b'maisa misos mechalkal nechatoos. The various misos would be mechalikit to multiple chatoos. The chalukin b'misos. Rather than the mislinu, we have a bar korban. So it should have mentioned as long as each one is chayiv its own separate korban. Elamai, one of them must not be chayiv a korban because one of them is not a lav shein b'maisa anyway. So the one that's shein b'maisa is not going to be chayv a carbon. That's why it doesn't get mentioned. We only mention Ov, but the fact that it's one lav would not have sufficed because they are chaluk b'misasa, maybe they'd be chaluk b'karbonim as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, and Rabbi Yochanan respond, no, chaluka de lav havi chaluka, chaluka de misa lavi chaluka. If it were split up in different lavin, so that would tell us that it's chayv separate carbon. But chaluka de misa, the fact that it's split up in misos, is not enough to tell us that it has a separate carbon. Rabbi Yochanan might why didn't Rabbi Yochanan want to say like Reish Lakish that the reason that it mentions Ov and not Yedoni relates to Maisa, whether it has a Maisa or not, that we only mention Ov, which is Yeshbo Maisa? So Kasavra Mantana Krisus Rabbi Akiva, because he assumes that the author of our mission of the Mishnayos and Krisus is Rabbi Akiva. Domer lo binun Maisa, and Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a Maisa in order to be Chayiv, and that's why he doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish would respond, Nihid Rabbi Akiva lo bay Maisa Rabba. Granted, Rabbi Akiva doesn't need you to do a major Maisa in order for you to be Chayiv, but Maisa Zuta bay. But even Rabbi Akiva would hold you do need a Maisa Zuta, you need a small Maisa at the very least. So Balov, my Maisa Ispe. What is the Maisa of a Balov? Meaning we're working with the assumption that Ov gets mentioned because there's a Maisa. Yedoni's not because there's no Maisa. But what is the Maisa of a Balov? So Akashas Rosav, have a Maisa. It's the waving of his arms That is the Maisa. Megadif, my Maisa Yispei. Well, what's the Maisa of a Megadif? Megadif was mentioned in our Mishnah. We're only mentioning things that have a Maisa. So says Gemara, Kimas Fasav have a Maisa. Just moving his lips itself is considered a Maisa, so the movement of the lips is why Megadif is on the list. So the implication is, we're assuming right now that waving the arms is a maisa zuta, is considered a small maisa, even according to the Rabbanan. If you look at Rashi, meaning the point is that there is a machlokas in the Mishnah whether Megadif is considered a maisa or not. There's no machlokas mentioned in the Mishnah whether Ov is considered a maisa. So the implication is that there's no machlokas that Ov is considered a maisa. Granted, it's a maisa zuta, but it is a maisa. That Ov is considered a maisa according to every opinion, that it is not a machlokas in the Mishnah. For Avod Zar, you only chayiv if you do some sort of significant maisa, like slaughtering something, burning something, pouring something, or being mishtachve to the Avod Zara. V'kashla nishtachve alas b'maisa. And we raise the question, but wait a second, bowing is not a maisa at all. V'am reish lakish hamani Rabbi Kiva yidomer lo bein a maisa. So he said, oh, we're going like Rabbi Kiva, holds that you don't really need a maisa. So apparently bowing is enough of a maisa only according to Rabbi Kiva, not enough of a maisa according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu teim Rabbanan, kfiv has komaso have a maisa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we could even go on like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would hold that bending one's body is considered a maisa. So you have a machlokas, reshokas Rabbi Yochanan. What would the Rabbanan say about a shtachavah? Is that a maisa or is it that not a maisa? But machal desfiru le reish lakish alib de Rabbanan, kfiv has komaso the Rabbanan lo have a maisa, hakashas rosav have a maisa. So it sounds like, according to Reish Lakish's understanding of the Rabbanan, bending one's body is not considered a maisa. Yet apparently, waving one's arms is considered a maisa. Why should that be the case? Maybe Reish Lakish only says that waving the arms is considered a maisa zuta within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the Rabbanan would disagree. But the Rabbanan lo avi maisa. The Rabbanan would think it's not a maisa at all. Then why is Megadev the only exception that's in Bamaisa? According to the Rabbanan, Balov is another exception, is also something that's in Bamaisa. So Chadamitati Kutani, yeah, we're just giving one item on the list that's in Bamaisa, but in Echanami, there are two items that are on the list that don't have Maisa. Velisni Balov, Velo Lisni Megadev. So why doesn't it say Balov? Meaning, okay, so you want to give just one example of in Bamaisa, why do you choose Megadev as your in Bamaisa? Choose Balov as your in Bamaisa. So Megadev, it's really, you know, we need to mention Megadif carbon. Since the karis of Megadif is mentioned in the context of a carbon, I might think that Rabban are going to be modded to Rabbi Akiva, that it should be considered a maisa. So kamash melandelo, therefore comes to tell us that no, that it's not considered a maisa. The karis that it says by Megadif, the pasuk in general is talking about a carbon avod chavim. In Parsha Shalach, Rashi points out. So I might have thought, since it says it b'makom carbon, you should be chayiv a carbon even without a maisa, because it's said in the context of a carbon. So that's why it tells us yatsu megadif that it's not so. That since they b'maisa, you're not chayiv a carbon. So ula amar balov dektani b'mekatel the shade. Ula gives a different approach. Ula says when the reason why the Rabbanan don't disagree about Balov, and they only disagree about Megadev, is because of the Balov that we're talking about is where you do a Maisa. The Balov that we're talking about is not just Hakashas Rosav, it's Mekata L'Shade, you're burning something to a demon. So that's why the Rabbanan hold that Ov is a Maisa, because it is, it's a real full-fledged Maisa, as opposed to Megadev, which isn't. So Maskef L'Rava, Imkein, Hainu Av, Rav, so Rav asked, well, wait a second, if you're Mekata L'Shade, isn't that just a fantasy? fancy way of saying that you're being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So that doesn't sound like Baal Ovid at all. No, the point is you're being katal shade, but not for the sake of worship, but that it should the shade should help with a certain type of kishuv, but you're not worshiping the shade. So but that's a separatist in the Torah. That's called chaver. And chaver, so you say, okay, fine. So it's chaver. So that, but it gets on the list in the Mishnah. No, chaver is just a lav. There's no karis by chaver. So if the whole issue of balov, the way that the Mishnah is describing it, is being makatal shade, the shame chavrus, so that's no good. That shouldn't be in the Mishnah because that's only nisur lav. It's not a nisur karis. So I'm leah Torah or chaver kagon zeh beskila. The Torah says this kind of chaver gets skila. Meaning chaver means different things. Also, this kind of chaver gets skila and karis, etc. The chaver de balav hadain hu. What exactly is the chaver of lav? It's an unusual word hadain. The Shittim Gvetza says that's hayidain or something like that. You have to read it as what is it? It's not hadin. So what is chaver of the lav? Meaning we just said the chaver where you're trying to be mekatel shade. That would be chayv karis, chayv skila if you do b'mezin anasra. So what is the chaver that's only a lav? Amaleka detanya the chaver echad chaver gadol vechad chaver katan. When you gather animals together by using some sort of words that you chant and it gathers animals together, whether it be large animals, whether it be small animals, even if you're a chover and a chashim and a kravim, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for a lav. So Amar Abaye, hay man da bay le mitzmad zibura vakrava aser. V'ka'asu basrei shari. If a person tries to gather together the zibura vakrava, which are not chashiva snakes, that it's aser to do that anyway. But if they follow you, then that's mutter. If you chase them, then it's mutter. The Rabbi Yochanan damar kfifas komaso havi meisa akimas svafav akimas svasav nehavi meisa gabi megadi. So ask the Gemara. Wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan, we said before, holds that when you bow, that's called a maisa. So why would bowing be any more of a maisa than moving your lips? Because in the Mishnah we said that megadef is not a maisa. So why would you assume that that bowing is a maisa, yet moving one's lips is not a maisa? So Amrava shiny megadef hold the yeshna belev. Megadef is different because megadef is primarily in one's heart. What does that mean, yeshna belev? So Rashi has avul bialma akimas fasayim havi maisa. Normally akimas fasayim is also a maisa. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan would hold moving your body in any way is a maisa, whether it be akimas fasayim, whether it be bowing. Normally it is a maisa. Megadef is different because the maisa of megadef is not enough. It's only in conjunction with your lave that megadef means something, and therefore the moving of your lips alone is not considered enough of a maisa. So Rashi on the bottom of Gimel and Beis has two pshat, and there are a lot of misplaced Rashis in this Masechta. So a lot of misplaced Rabbeinu Gershom's also. Rabbeinu Gershom's are more misplaced on the side of death. But the Rashi on the bottom of Gimel and Beis has two deos. V'yeshna b'leiv, ikari suro talo b'roa libo, yada l'mi gidef. You're megadef, you're just saying some sort of curse, but it's unclear who you are cursing. In your heart, you know who you are cursing, and that's why the ikar iser is in the heart. From your maisa itself, it's not so recognizable that you're doing an avera. But when you're bowing, we see what you're bowing to. So it's the maisa itself is self-evident that there's an avera there. That's one day in Rashi. The other day, I hold the yeshna belev. The real isra of megadef is what you believe. It's just that we can't know that you actually believe that until you say it. So when you say it, it's giving expression to your thoughts. But those thoughts is the real isra of megadef. To think those things about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the real isra of megadef. But when it comes to bowing to Avodah Zarah, that is the ikar isra. The other way you medaber b'mekabel avodah chavim below shtachava lo mechayiv. If you were to just say words of being mekabel and avodah zarah, you wouldn't be chayiv. So we see that the ikar iser is not what you believe in your heart, because if that were the case, then just telling us what you believe would be enough to be mechayiv you. So obviously that's not it. It's about what you actually do in action. Fine. Third line from the top, Dalet Amud Aleph. Mas Rabbi Zeira Yatzu Edim Zom Min Shein B'Maisa. So we say to exclude Edim Zom Min Eto Neva Maisa, that Edim Zom Min, there is no Maisa B'Edim Zom Min V'Mai Ha'al Pi Ksiv Behen. Why is Edim Zom Min not considered a Maisa? After all, it says Al Pi, so there's a Kimas Vasayim, so shouldn't that be considered a Maisa? So I'm Rav Shaini Edim Zom Min hold the Yeshan B'Ri'iyah. Now Edim Zom Min, the real Chiyuv is for what they saw, which is a strange concept, because Rashi, as Rashi points out, Ikre Dusan Beriyas Ha'ayin Shemi'idin Masharo'u. They're made about what they saw, and therefore that's not called the Maisa. The problem with Edim Zomim is they're lying. They didn't really see anything. So it's hard to call that the Ikr Chiyuv is what they saw. No, the Ikr Chiyuv is they're saying to see what they didn't see. That's the Ikr Chiyuv. So it's hard to understand why that's not Akimas Fasayim, but somehow that's different. Ha'ochal Chelev. Now the rest of the daf is all going to be about Chelev. A person eats Chelev. That's one of the Lamed Vav Krisus. So Tan Rabbanan. Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesev E'ez Lo Sochelu. Pasuk says, Kol Chelev Shor, Kesev, and E'ez Lo Sochelu. L'chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas, to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it mentions all these three animals to tell me that if you eat the Chelev, all three of them, you chayev separately for each of them. L'cham Romeinu Chayev Al Achas. L'cham say, no, it's one Chiyuv for all these different Chelevs. So name of Ba'akam if Chiyuv. So what are they arguing about? Perhaps they're arguing about the following. So Rabbi Shmuel, Sover Lokan Alav Shabachalos. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you get separate Malkios for lav shabachalos, meaning when there are multiple lavin, when there's multiple categories within a single lav, you get separate lavin for each category. For Rabban and Savri, ein lokan lav shabachalos. So we normally translate that as ein lokan lav shabachalos, that if a lav is a lav shabachalos, you don't get malchus at all. But Rashi says no, ein lokan lav shabachalos. I mean, it's clear in our Gemara that it means that you get one malchus and not multiple malchios. Why is it clear in the Gemara? Because the Gemara said that the chum marmenu chayvela achas. That you are chayiv one malchus. If ain lokan alav shabachalos means you get no malchus at all, then the chacham should have said you pater legamri because this is a lav shabachalos. No, it must be that you do get one malchus for a lav shabachalos. It's just not counted as separate surim. So says Gemara, is that what they're arguing about? Whether you get malchus and lav shabachalos? Says Gemara, no. The olam suffer Rabbi Shmuel ain lokan alav shabachalos. Maybe everyone agrees that you only get one malchus and lav shabachalos. Aye, why over here then does Rabbi Shmuel hold you get multiple malchios? Veshayni hachad demi asri lekra. Over here, it's extra words in a pasuk because nichtav kra kol chelav osechelav. All it really needs to say is don't eat chelav. Shor v'kesav v'eiz. Every single example is extra. Lamali, why do I need all of these examples? So Shmuel Minal lechalik. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. It must be it's coming to tell me that you get a separate malchus for each one. Had it just said don't eat chelav, then it would have been one malchus for all of them. But once it gives examples, it must be to tell me that you get a separate malchus for each one. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, no, those words aren't extra. Iloksiv shar v'kesav ha'ez, had it not given those examples, havamina afilu chaylev chaya b'mashma. I would have thought the chaylev chaya is included in the iser. So l'hachi kasav shar kesav ha'ez, l'memer the chaylev shar v'kesav ha'ez, u'dasav l'chaya shari. Therefore it gives three examples, all of behemos, to teach me that only Chelev Behema is included in the Yisr, Chelev Chaya is not included in the Yisr. So says the Gemara, Shapir Karmilei. That's a good point. Rabban made a good point to Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel going to respond? How can he claim Sharvi Kesav Eiz is extra? No, without Sharvi Kesav Eiz, I would have thought Chelev Chaya is included. Elahayru time with Rabbi Shmuel. This is Rabbi Shmuel's Sefara. The Kesav Rabbi Shmuel holds Imkein Lichtov Kol Chelev Shor Lo So Chelu. He's not saying it shouldn't have given any examples. It should have given one example, and that one example would have been, let's say, a Shor, so it's a Behema. I would know that it's only chelav of a behema, not chelav of a chaya. Kesav is lomeli. What do I need kesav is the other two examples for? Shemaminel lechalik. It must be that's what teaches you that you divide it up into separate few of him. For Rabbanan Sarvi, the Rabbanan would say no, that would not have been sufficient to just give the example of shar. Ikas rachmana kol chelav shar. Had it just said kol chelav shar, have a meaning nail of shar shar. I would have thought we should learn shar shar. The side of the Gemara changes it to mi Shabbos. We should learn shar shar from Shabbos. That mag. Just like by Shabbos, Chayev Oof is Keyotzi Behen. The pasuk says, "Man Yenuach Shorchi." You should rest your shor on Shabbos. So too, if you own any other animals, you have to rest them on Shabbos, right? That's why the Mishnah says there's nisr to sell a behema gasa to an oved kavim. Why is there nisr to sell it? Because if you sell a behema gasa to an oved kavim, you might come to rent it to an oved kavim. And if you rent it to a guy, then he'll use it on Shabbos. And there's a mitzvah of shisus behema. You have to rest your animals on Shabbos. So I might have thought that we should learn shor shor from Shabbos, that just like by Shabbos, Chaya is also included. Afka be'achil chayvav kiyotzi ben, so I would think by achil eschelev, chayvav is also included. So the Rabbanan say, lahachi kas rachman, shor v'kesev v'eiz. That's why the Torah needs to give all three examples. L'meimer, dahani da'asra, v'chayvav, shari, to tell me that only behemos are included in this sister of chelev, but chayvav are mutter. So Shapir Kamalei, wow, good point, Rabbanan. Again, we're back to the Rabbanan being good point. Unclear why any time Rabbi Shmuel responds, it's never a good point. The Gemara never says, oh, good point, Rabbi Shmuel. No, it's always the Rabbanan. It's also an unusual thing for the Gemara to keep doing that. Normally, we'll just go back and forth. We won't keep saying Shapir Kamalei. But every Misach has its own language. So rather, this is the reason of Rabbi Shmuel. The Kesavar Nichtov Kol Chelev Kesev Lo Sochelu. Granted, it could have given one example, not Shor, you're right. If it had given the example of Shor, we would have learned from Shabbos, and we would have thought to include Chaya. No, it should have said Kol Chelev Kesev. Inami Kol Chelev Eiz Lo Sochelu. Or it could have given the example of Eiz. Shor V'Kesev V'Eiz Lomeli. Why do I need all three examples? Shema Mina L'Chalik. That's what's coming to teach me L'Chalik. V'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will say, no, that also would have been insufficient. Savri Ikos of Kol Chelev Kesev. If it would have said Kol Chelev Kesev Avamina Chelev Kesev Asur V'Shor V'Eiz Shari, I would think only Chelev Kesev is Asur, but Chelev Shor V'Eiz is Mutter. Why would I ever think that? V'Chitem Amai Ulmei De Kesev. What makes Kesev stronger? That I would have thought only Kesev is Asur and the others are Mutter. V'Shum De Nisrabu Ba'Alia. Because Kesev has the tail that's also included. So since it's Nisraba Ba'alya, I would have thought that only Kesev has the Isser. Why does the Torah single out the Emurim by Shor, by Kesev, and by Eiz? So it's going to tell me what's unique and strong about each of these animals. Had it just said Shor, Havamina, Kesev, Eiz, Lo Yalfina, Mina, Dikal, Mirfach, Malashor, Shkain, Shab, Minas. I would think Shar is unique because Shar has more Nesachim than Kesev Ve'ez when it's brought as a carbon. So Nichtav Rachmana b'Kesev v'Neil Shar Ve'ez mi'Kesev. So why doesn't it just say Kesev learn Shar and Ez from Kesev? Ikal Mifrachmal Kesev Shkei Nisraba Ba'Alya. No, Kesev is Nisraba Ba'Alya. That's its unique characteristic. V'Nichtav Rachmana Ez v'Neil Shar Ve'Kesev mi'Nei. Why don't it just say by Ez and learn Shar and Kesev from that? Ikal Mifrachmal Ez Shkei Nisraba Ve'Etzal V'Zchavim. Now Ez is Nisraba Ve'Etzal V'Dazari. You bring in Ez for a yachid that violates a avodah zarah. So each one has its own chumrah. So it says, well, okay, fine. Min chad lo yalfin. You can't learn from any one of them. But nichtav tarti v'nei l'chadim itarti. Why don't you mention two of them and we'll learn one from the other two? So hey, Dane, what do you want it to say? Which two do you want it to say? Which one do you want it not to say? Nei l'shar mi kesev eiz. You want to learn shar from kesev eiz? Islon pircha, but there's a pircha in that. Mal kesev eiz shekein esrabu etzal pesach. Kesev eiz are both kosher to be used as a korban pesach. Shar is not. So lo nichtav kesev what you want it not to say Kesev and learn from Shor Ve'ez is Tlon Pircha Malah Shor Ve'ez Shkein Nisrab Ve'ez Tlon V'Zchavim. Shor and Ez are both brought as Karbonos for Avodah Zarah in different contexts. The par had Sibur when it's Sibur does Avodah Zarah and the Ez for the Yachid, but you don't have that by Kesev. So lo nichtav Ez v'neilv mishor v'Kesev. So you want not to say Ez and learn from Shor and Kesev. Well, Islam Pircha Malah Shor V'Kesev Shkein Yeshpot Sad Riboy. By Shor and Kesev, there's a tzad. What's the gesur? There's a tzad riboy etzel mizbeach. Whereas the Eiz does not have a tzad riboy etzel mizbeach. Hilchach le'alfinu me'adadi. Therefore, they cannot be learned from each other. So anyway, Shapir Kamalei, the Rabbanan have a good point, meaning the Rabbanan says it needs to give all the examples, and therefore don't tell me that these examples are extra to teach me l'chalik. All these examples are necessary. So the olam time of Rabbi Shmuel kedamrin meikara. Now really, Rabbi Shmuel says, like it says, like we said, Rabbi Shmuel holds in the first place, that all of the words, every single one of them are extra. Dimkei nichtov kol chelev lishtok. All it should have said is kol chelev. Don't give any examples. My amrit, what was our problem with that? Haide kasev shor v'kesev ve'ez l'mishri chelev chaya. No, shor v'kesev ve'ez comes to tell me that chelev chaya is mutter. No, haki kasev, I would have known that on my own. Haki kasev krab in yana dekachim, where it tells us about shor v'kesev ve'ez, it tells us about the yisr chelev. It says it in the context of kachim, and we know v'davlam mein yano. By kachim in general, there is no chaya by kachim. You can't bring a chaya as a korban. So I know that we're only talking about behema. We're not talking about chaya. Therefore, shor v'kesev ve'ez are all extra. Mimela, we learn from the fact that they are mentioned that it's chiluk chatos, that you chayv separately for each and every one. of them. So Michal the Rabbanan Savri Loyal Fin Davar Lamein Yaro. Apparently the Rabbanan don't think we could just learn it from the fact that it says it in the context of Kachim. So maybe they disagree with the entire Midah Shatar and Dresh's bow of Davar Lamein Yaro. So it says Lo Dukuli Almi Alfin Davar Lamein Yaro. Everyone holds Davar Lamein Yaro. Vahachba Apligi Rabbi Shmuel Savri Lamein. And there's a Girsa issue over here. Lamein Lav Mi Lav Velav Mi Kares. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can learn Lav from Lav and Lav from Kares. For Rabbanon, we skip the parentheses. Lav mi lav yalfinon, lav mi kares lo yalfinon. You can learn a lav from another lav. You cannot learn a lav from another kares. Meaning, even within the world of Davar Lamein Yaro, that's only if you're dealing with two equal lavin. But if one is an iser kares, like chelev, so you can't learn out from something that's just a lav. Or maybe this is the svar for the Rabbanon. Why there's no chilev, why you're only chayv achas when you eat the chilev of shor, kesev, and eis of all the different animals. So kedamar le Rav Mari the Rav Zvid el meata al yudchul and titzar, that if why isn't the tail of a chulin animal aser samle alecha makra kol chilev shor v'kesev eis tavra shlash hashav b'shlashtan beinon v'leka. You need something that applies equally by all of them, that they're all called chelev, that the tail of all of them is called chelev, but the alya is not called chelev by any of the other animals aside from a kesev. That's why an alya d'chulin is not aser midin chelev. Hilchah chiyasa shor v'kesev eiz lemishri alya d'chulin huda'asa. So that's another svar. Why did the rabbanon need shor v'kesev eiz? Not to tell me they don't need shor v'kesev eiz to tell me that a chaya is not included. Meaning, maybe in a chinami, they know a chaya is not included in the Yisrof Chelev anyway, because Davar Lamein Yaro, and they have the same rules of Davar Lamein Yaro that Rabbi Shmuel has. Why does it single out Shavu Kesef Eis? For a different din, to tell me that an Aliyah D'chulin is going to be mutter. Rabbi Shmuel Lamerlach, Im Kein Lemerkra Kal Chelev Shar V'Kesef Eis Lamali. Well, Rabbi Shmuel would say, then all I need to say is Kal Chelev Shar and Kesef. Why does it have to say Eis? Shema Minal L'Chalik. That extra word is coming to be Mechalik. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moda Rabbi Shmuel in Yekarban Shein Mevi Elachatas Achas. Even though Rabbi Shmuel says they are separate Lavan and Yechayiv separately, and when it comes to Yechayiv, separate Malkus for each of them, when it comes to Karbanos, if you're going to bring a Karban because you did a Peshogeg, you'd be only be chayv one chatas. My time, the lo dami hadin lav the lavi da arayos, because it's not similar to the lavin of arayos, where each one is clearly distinct. Over here, it's multiple acts that are very similar to each other. Tanu rabbanan va'asa achas va'asa hena. Achas always means just one time. Hena always means multiple times. L'chayev al kol achas va'achas. So we see that you chayev for each and every act. Shem achal chelev v'chelev shem echad b'shnei halemos chayev. And if you eat chelev and other chelev, the same Isra chelev, but you eat it in two elemos, meaning you eat chelev when b'shogeg, and then you realize that you ate chelev, and then again you forget and you eat chelev again, you're chayev twice. But shtei shemos pelamachas chayev shtayim. Also, if you eat two different shemos of chelev, meaning there are different types of chelev and different parts of the animal, so if you eat two different types of chelev, even in one helem, so you're going to be chayev shtayim. So I'm le'ram barcham l'rav chista bishlam shemecha b'shnei elemos chayev shtayim. I understand. Stand if it's shem echad with shnei elemos, you chayiv twice. Mishum de elemos mechalkin, because the elemos make it separate. The fact that you remembered and then forgot again separates it as two separate surim. El shnei shemos pelamachas, I'm chayiv shtayim. But when it's shnei shemos, two different types of chelev in one helem, why should you be chayiv shtayim? Habin an elemos mechalkin v'leka. Don't we always require different elemos? And you don't have that. So malei hachom mayaskinon kigon da achal chelev denosar de mechayiv mishum nosar mishchayim. Over here, we're not saying you're chayiv shtayim, two separate surim of chaylev, that you're chayiv twice for chaylev. No, we're talking about where you ate chaylev of nosar, where there are two separate surim in eating chaylev of nosar. There's the isra of chaylev and the isra of nosar. So that's why you're chayiv shtayim. Amar le'im kein chayiv nami mishum kodesh. Well, shouldn't you also be chayiv then? Mishum Kodesh, it should be a third chiyuv, and Asham Me'ilos should be chayiv. Elam Rav Sheshas Kigon Da'achal Chelev De Hegdish. Now the case is where you ate Chelev of Hegdish, and you're chayiv Mishum Chelev twice. If you look at Rashi, Elam Rav Sheshas Kigon Da'achal Chelev De Kodesh, Uliyolam Mishum Chelev Chayiv Shtayim, Ulachil Lochash of Asham Me'ilos, Ela shel shem echad. Rabbi Yehudi de mechayev achelav muktashin shtayim mishum chelav u'shnei shemos luktani mishum de bechelav muktashin k'sivi trei krayi. By chelav of hegdish there are two separate pesukim. Rabbi Yehudi here we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya achal chelav nevela achal chelav muktashin chayev shtayim. If you eat chelav nevela or chelav muktashin, you're chayev twice. Rabbi Yehuda omer chelav muktashin lo keshalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says you're really chayev three times for chelav muktashin. So mechayku alab marava. So they mocked that, or they laughed at that in Eretz Yisrael. V'nukma kagon chelav d'shar v'kesev v'eiz. Rabbi Shmuel him damar lo keshalosh. Why don't we just say that it's that we're talking about you ate the chelav of shar v'kesev v'eiz, and we're assuming like Rabbi Shmuel that you get separate chiyuvim for the different chelavs. Why do you have to assume that the type of multiple chelavs we're talking about is different parts of the animal? Maybe we're talking about chelav of different animals, and we just got through saying how Rabbi Shmuel holds that the chelav of different animals you're chayiv multiple chiyuvim for. So says the Gemara, again, here's the issue over here. The Shidun Gvetsa says, Nami Nilki Tlasa Duxib Be'alin. No, that's the wrong one. Ela Amaylo. So Ela Amaylo. So Ukmak Rabbi Shmuel. Why wouldn't you say it's going like Rabbi Shmuel? So says Gemara, Dam Rabbi Chanina, Moda Hay Rabbi Shmuel Linin Karban, Sheinu Chayv El Chatas Achas. Ah, must be, because even though Rabbi Shmuel holds you get chayv separate malkios if you eat chaylev of shor and eiz and kesef, but it's only one chatas. So that's a proof to our point that we made earlier that Rabbi Shmuel's shita, that there is chiluk, that's chiluk in malkus, but not chiluk in karbanos. So hashtanami Rabbi Yehuda lo mitukma, tamar ablazer modai Rabbi Yehuda lini karban chain mevi el chatas achas. But wait a second, then you shouldn't be able to say it's gone like Rabbi Yehuda either, because Rabbi Yehuda also holds that when it comes to a karban, you'd only bring one karban. So for eating chelav of kachim, elo amreish lakish mishum bar ta'utni hachab mayaskinan kon sha'achlan b'shnei tamchuyin v'alibid Rabbi Shor damar tamchuyin mechalkim. Must be that you ate it from two separate soup pots, and because we're assuming like Rabbi Yeshua that splits it up into two separate actions, and therefore you chayv separately for each of those actions. Period. Gufa. We said that if you eat chelav nevela, you get a double malchus. Chelav muktashin lokeshtayim. If you eat chelav muktashin, you get a double malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Amar chelav muktashin lokeshalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you eat chelav muktashin, you get three malchios. So I'm the Rav Shizvi L'Rava. Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda. I understand where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from, because Hainu Duchsiv, Hainu Taima, or the Bach changes to Duchsiv Trei Krayi, because it says two psukim. Chukas Olam, Kol Chel is one, Kol Chel, really three psukim, Kol Chel, Shar V'Kasav Eiz Lo Sochelu, and V'Kol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh. That gives the problems with that pasuk also. That can't be the pasuk we're really quoting. That pasuk is about Truma, so it's got to be a pasuk about Kodesh. So that's why they change on the side, Kol Zor Lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Eim. Okay, some other pasuk. But bottom line is, I see where Rebbe says that if you eat Chel V'Mukdashin, you get three Malkios because three psukim. That works very well. So hatlas 11, so that's three lavin. El Rabban my time, but why would the Rabban say you only get two malkios for eating chelav muktashin? There are three psukim. So ksavi lav de chukas olam bekachim. The lav de chelav. The chelav shor bechulin. So the lav of chukas olam is only by kachim. The lav of chelav shor is only by chulin. So that's why for each one you only have two malkios. It's richi. Dikas rachmana bekachim. Had the Torah told me the yisr by kachim, have amina kachim with the chamiri, the asr chelbo. I would say kachim, the reason it's chelav is asr is because kachim is very chomer. Aval chulin ain't malo, but I would think there's no yisr chelav by chulin because chulin is not as chomer as kachim. So mishum hachi kas rachmana kol chelav shor to tell me that the yisr of chelav applies to chulin as well. Because of kol chelav shor, had it only told me the yisr of chelav in the context of chulin, have mina chelav de chulin the asr mishum d'lohu tar michlalo. I would say chelav of chulin is asr because it's not hutar michlalo. There's never a heter to the general rule of the isr. I have chelav muktashin to hutar michlalo, but chelav of muktashin, which is hutar michlalo, because the aliyah, which is also called chelav of a sheep, is permissible. So the chelav of muktashin, which is hutar michlalo, have a minimi to hutar besaran ishtari nami chelban. I would think from the fact that the basar is mutter, the chelav should also be mutter. Tzrichi, that's why he needs to be told that by kachim it also applies, that the isr of chelav applies equally to kachim. Rabbi Yehuda Saver, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, no, miksiv chelav shor, what's the gisa? Miksiv chelav shor Nami bin yana dekachim kiksiv, rather, chelev shar, nami bin yana dekachim ksiv. Chelev shar is not only by chulin. That's also bin yana dekachim. And that's why when you eat chelev of kachim, Rav Yehuda says you can get three malkios. That third pasuk is also about kachim. El mechal de rabbanan savri lo yalfim and davra lame in yano. So it sounds like the rabbanan hold that you cannot learn a davra lame in yano. So how are we going to deal with the meaning? Does that make any sense that the rabbanan would hold that you can't learn davra lame in yano? So lo, now everyone holds you can learn davar la menyano. Ubahakam if it is the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda sabr la meidin lav mi lav lav mi kares. Rabbi Yehuda holds we learn within the world of davar la menyano. You can learn a lav mi lav and a lav mi kares. Rabbanan sabr lav mi lav yalfin and lav mi kares lo yalfinon. You learn davar la menyano in general, but the fact that it's written, that chelav shor is written binyano de kachim would be trying to learn lav mi kares, and that's why you can't learn davar la menyano in this particular spot. According to the Rabbanan. But generally speaking, they would hold you could learn davar la minyano. Again, we skip the parentheses. Tanya, kol chelev kol dam lo sochelu. That pasuk says kol chelev kol dam lo sochelu. Ma chelev lo kashtayim, av dam lo kashtayim div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda darshins, just like for chelev you get two malkios when you eat chelev, so too for dam you lo kashtayim. V'cham romim ein bo ela asara achas. The Chum say no, it's only one iser, and therefore you would not be lo kashtayim. Why is it that we already know about chelev without the hekesh, without having any limud? Somehow we already know that you lokesh tayim by chelev. By dam we say, oh, it's because dam and chelev are mentioned together, so that's how I know that dam you lokesh tayim. But by chelev, apparently it's a given already that you lokesh tayim. So the kasuv etrei krayi, because by chelev it says two different psukim. Kol chelev kol dam lo sochelu, and kol chelev shor v'kesev. So since you have two different psukim, that's why you look ishtayim. Well, frak the gemara, dam nami, belav hakesha, nilk ishtayim. Well, dam also without any hakesh, you should also get double malkos. Dichsev etrei lavim, because it says two separate lo sasays by dam as well. Kol chelev kol dam lo sochelu, and v'kol dam lo sochelu b'chol mosh v'sechem lo ofel behema. So it says beferish twice in isra of dam. Shouldn't that be enough to teach me that you look ishtayim without any special hakesh between dam and chelev? No, what he means to say is that the Hekesh teaches me that just like I already know that for Chelev you get three Malkios, so too for Dam you get three Malkios. So Maishna Chelev de Lokasholosh, how do I know that by Chelev you get three Malkios, even without any Hekesh I somehow already know, by Chelev you get three Malkios, Dichsiv Bei Halin Trei Lavin, Vilav de Zarus, because there are three Lavin. It says the two Lavin that we mentioned, by Chelev and also the Lav of Zarus, also when it comes to chelev. So hatfasa, therefore, it's three lavin. Right? The kol zor lo yochalbo is the third lav. So that's three lavin. Dam nami, so by dam also, the shittim betzes fills in the rest of the line in oschav hey. Dam nami nilki tlasa, dichsiv ve alin trei lavin vlav dezarus hatlasa. It also says the two lavin that we mentioned plus the lav dezarus, so that should lead you to three lavin by dam. So why do I need a hekish to say, oh, how do I know you get three malchios by dam? Because it's compared to chelev. Forget about the comparison to chelev. I should anyway know that you get three malchios by dam because there are three psukim. So now, isra chsalkadai tachamina holvi isma'it dam. The side of the Gemara changes it to that since dam is excluded from mi'ila, l'sma'it mizarus, it should therefore be excluded from the isra of zarus. The Hekesh comes and tells me that not that that there's a third Malkus, the Hekesh comes and tells me that whatever the rules are by Chelev are going to apply to Dam also. And since we know the Isra of Zarus applies to Chelev, Mele that Isra would apply to Dam as well. You should not exclude Dam from that Pasuk, from that Isra. But it's the Pasuk itself that's then Mechayiv the third for the third Malkus. Vel Rabbanan Hekesh L'mayasa. So according to Rabbanan, what's the Hekesh coming to do? I mean, the Rabbanan say that you don't get three Malkus. So what's the Hekesh coming to tell me about Dam? So Mibay L'chaditanya, they use it for the following brisa. Kol chelev kol dam lo sochelu, ma chelev miyuchad shechel bo cholok mi besaro, ve'im esarfim zeh mzeh. So just like chelev, the nature of chelev is that the chelev is distinct from the basar, and therefore they're not mitstarif with each other to make up a shear. Avdam shedamo cholok mi besaro. So too, the only way that dam is going to be aser is when the dam is separate from the basar. The dam is separate from the basar. Otzi dam shratzim hold the ein dam and chalk mibasarin mitstarfin. As opposed to dam of shratzim, since the dam is not separate from the basar, the anatomy of the sheretz is different. It has a different type of system of where the blood of where, how the blood runs through. It's not separated from the basar. So therefore, the dam is mitstarif to the basar for the shear of the iser. So frek the gemara v'hameh. Do you really learn that from the Hekish? No, we derive this from elsewhere. We learn from Vizelachem Atame that the dam of the sheretz and the sheretz are mitzarif to each other for the shear, that they're not considered two distinct isurim which have two separate shiurim. So ilav hekesha, no, but had I not had the Hekish, I would think, yes, they are the dam of the sheretz and the sheretz are mitzarif with each other when it comes to tumah. But I would think when it comes to the Isra Achila of Dam, that it's not Mitztarif to the Sheretz. So the Hekesh comes to tell me that even for Achila, the Dam of the Sheretz and the Sheretz are Mitztarif to each other. Amar Ravina, Hilchach Dam Nachash Ubasaro Mitztarfin. Therefore, the Dam of a Nachash and its Basar are also Mitztarif. It's not only a Sheretz, it's a Nachash as well. So my Kamashmalan Hainu Akesha, of course, meaning the Nachash does not have Dam Chalak Mi Basaro. So we already learned that anything that does not have Dam Chalak Mi Basaro, the Dam and the Basar are mitzarif to each other. Why would I think differently by a nachash? Says where salgatay chanmina sheretz is rabbi l'tuma is rabbi l'achila. I might think that since a sheretz is included in the world of tuma, sheretz is metame. Therefore, so there is a tziruf of its dam and its basar legabe tuma. Therefore, there's a tziruf of its dam and its basar legabe achila as well. But nachash lo is rabbi l'tuma lo is rabbi l'achila. But by a nachash, there is no tziruf of the dam and the basar legabe tuma, because nachash doesn't have any tuma. So therefore, I would think it's not included in achila either. So therefore, the Hekish comes along and says that any time the dam is not chaluk mi besaro, that they are mitzarif to each other. The fact that a nachash is not mitame and that a sheretz is mitame plays a role elsewhere in Shas also. The Gemara tells us in the famous Gemara Masech Sanhedrin that we're only allowed to appoint to a Sanhedrin someone who's yodel l'tayres a sheretz mikal v'chomer, someone who's yodel l'tayres a sheretz min adin, someone who can be mitayr a sheretz, someone come up with an argument min a Torah to be mitayr a sheretz. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Yud Zayin that Rav said, I could do that. I could be mitayr a sheretz. I'll give you a kal v'chomer how to be mitayr a sheretz. And his kal v'chomer is that if a nachash, which is mevi tuma liolam, brings in so much tuma into this world, yet it itself is tahar, a sheretz which doesn't bring any tuma into this world because it doesn't kill anybody, so it doesn't make any aviyavos tuma. Nachash kills people, so it brings aviyavos tuma into the world, and yet it itself is tahar, a sheretz which doesn't bring any tuma into the world because it doesn't kill anybody, all the more so should itself be tahar. So that's how he's mitar a sheretz from a kal v'chomer. So that anomaly, that uniqueness of the nachash versus the sheretz plays a role elsewhere. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from Amar Rava Shalosh Kris. These dafim just got to read straight. Sorry, nothing. There's a lot to say outside. Amesh Kriya didn't take this into account. Okay.